لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لا شريك.
إبراهيميك حج. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Greetings to Hajj pilgrims who are circumambulating in white garbs. It has been narrated from Imam Sajjad, peace upon him, that circumambulating the Kaaba began when angels protested to human status as God's representative on earth, since they considered themselves more deserving for the position as they always obey God. But God told them, "I know what you do not know." Thus, angels thought that God was angry with them, so they took refuge in God's throne. Therefore, God sent down His mercy upon them and set up a house beneath the throne so that they enter it and circumambulate it. Then God ordered angels to build a house on earth so that all humans circumambulate it like angels to get close to God's mercy and forgiveness. The Kaaba has been the place of worship, prayer, and supplication to God throughout history. But the tradition has sometimes undergone deviations. Hence, God has sent prophets to reform such deviations. Prophets Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, greetings of God upon them, tried to salvage humans from superstition and false thoughts. Prophet Noah tried for long centuries to guide people to the right path, but few of his people believed in him. Thus, the whole earth was plunged in a huge deluge, and the unbelievers received their due punishment. Then, faithful races were scattered across the earth, while Satan continued temptations to spread false thoughts and superstition. When Abraham was raised as prophet, people were worshipping idols instead of the one and only God. Thus, Prophet Abraham broke the idols and set up the Kaaba as the place of worshipping and supplicating God. He and his son Ishmael were the first ones to wear the garb and perform Hajj rituals as God had ordered them. Before the emergence of Islam, the Kaaba was a sacred place for Jews and Christians. Even Iranian Zoroastrians would go for pilgrimage of the Kaaba and would offer precious gifts to the place. Several centuries before Islam, the influential figures of Mecca put some idols which turned into holy objects in the Kaaba, and people would glorify them as part of Hajj rituals. When Prophet Muhammad received his mission as the last prophet, superstition and ignorance were part and parcel of people's life in the Arabian Peninsula. After the conquest of Mecca in 8 AH, the great prophet, with the help of his first infallible successor, Imam Ali, peace upon him, cleansed God's symbolic house from all idols and taught Muslims the genuine Abrahamic Hajj. Ever since, Muslims from across the world travel to Mecca to perform Hajj in the way that the Prophet did. God in Surah Hajj calls Hajj as one of his signs and explains that veneration of this sign indicates God's weariness of hearts. The rituals that are called as Abrahamic Hajj are not mere worships, but they form a practice for unity among Muslims against the sworn enemies. Hajj is both humbleness before God and unity and brotherhood among Muslims. In this great gathering, the poor and the rich, the white and the black, are beside each other. Muslims from every ethnicity, language, race, and nationality are following one goal with the same motive. Muslim nations from all over the world pour into the ocean of Hajj like rivers and manifest solidarity of the united Ummah under the flag of monotheism. Hajj pilgrimage brings Muslims closer together. The Hajj is principally based on formation of brotherhood and removal of animosities and grudges. Hajj ceremony is one of the clear manifestations of social life and a good opportunity for demonstration of Islam with its varied aspects. Among these aspects, mention can be made of unity, brotherhood, and affection among Muslims. Another aspect is to fight oppression and usurpation in defense of the oppressed. The period of Hajj is a good opportunity to proclaim disavowal of polytheists and oppressors. This is symbolized in the ritual called Ramye Jamarat, which means throwing pebbles towards Satan. Some misled minds propagate that worship should not be mixed with politics. They either don't know or don't want to know that in Islam, support for the oppressed and a struggle against the oppressor is a great worship. Defending the oppressed is an obligatory act. In view of this, proclaiming disavowal of polytheists and support for Palestine, Yemen, and other oppressed nations in the world is an obligatory act which gives Hajj its true sense. The belief in God and negation of all deities, willpower, and dignity for Muslims and the huge Hajj gathering can send this message to the world every year. Hajj is a perfect worship which engulfs the individual and society. A Haji detaches himself or herself from the material world to find solitude with God. Yet this solitude is achieved not through isolation from society, but in the heart of society. The faithful in Hajj think of the hereafter while being preoccupied with the problems of the oppressed and downtrodden all over the world. Thank you.